not only from maybe the hockey standpoint, but you really just saw the character shine through. Just want to get your overall thoughts. This has been a really tough stretch of hockey. What you saw from your group, and what impressed you the most?
Well, just that we stayed with it. You know, like, it's, things have not been going well and have not been going our way. It's back to back. You know, the guys could go out and just kind of, you know, get through the third period rather than trying to make a statement. We had talked about and felt strongly that if we got one, we were going to get two. We also felt if we got a power play, that would get us started. So once we got the power play, you kind of feel the bench rise a little bit, and then to score as instantly as we did, I think that just gave the guys lots of life and energy and confidence, and we saw what happened from there. It's tremendous. So two just great goals, both those shots by Gritsik and Luke, who were outstanding with authority to score those goals. So yeah, it's a gutsy effort by the guys. I'm proud of them tonight.
Well, Sheldon, you talked about it yesterday when you have your captain, you know, kind of go out there out of character. You say maybe it's not going to show up like he did in that game, maybe not the first two periods, but then he gets the first goal and you just kind of sense like this is the turning point, hopefully. And so what can you just speak about the captain, you know, following through and backing up what he did yesterday?
Well, it's fitting, you know, for sure. And he certainly earned that. I think, you know, whether he scores the goal or not, or whether we win the game or not, I think, you know, it shows a lot about how much he cares. So to see him get rewarded, I'm happy for him. But also, it just makes sense. Like, this, I don't know, this game, has, you know, works in strange ways, you know. And so for it to work out like that is tremendous. And that's why you do those kind of things. Because sometimes it just shakes the trees enough that, you know, some things start to go your way.
Well, I know you mentioned the word authority. That's something you talked about prior to the game, wanting to see the group play with more of that attitude. Did you really see a lot of that in the third period? Because it was really evident, even on the PK, the dominance on the clears, being hard on the puck and the forecheck. What did you kind of see from that?
Well, the third period, no question. I thought the penalty kill was good throughout the game. So it was nice to see that continue in the third. But yeah, like I said, once you know things start to kind of go your way, it's just to breathe new life in the group. They're waiting for something good to happen for them. It's hard when it's not, but it breathes new life in you. And like I've been talking about and telling our team, we're way closer than you think. You know, it may not feel it, but we're way closer than you think. And it showed here today. I mean, just within 4 minutes, it turns and put ourselves in a position to win the game and then seal it. So. It's certainly a great feeling and a great way to close out the year.
Everything is sort of about these little moments, and Nico was just telling me that in the second intermission, Connor Brown stood up, and he was one of the voices that stood up. And, you know, it wasn't negative, it was let's find that extra energy. It's something that you've talked a lot about, is empty the tank when you need to. Is that what you saw? And then if you can kind of speak to just how valuable moments like that can be in a locker room.
Well, I think it gives you more to, you know, to tap into. You know, you've been through it, you feel it, and, you know, we've talked about that on a few different occasions, particularly on these back-to-backs, that there's more in the reserve, you know. Sometimes you gotta talk yourself into it, and that was my message to them after the second one. We gotta, you know, convince ourselves of it, tell ourselves the right story mentally on our own, or on your own, and then you know, bring up a teammate and bring the energy to the bench and to the ice. So, I don't know, just little things like that all add up. And, you know, I think we played a good first period here again today. Didn't like our second. Certainly we were outplayed for most of that. But to come off the mat and come out the way that we did, to take charge of the game, you know, leaves you feeling good about the group.
You talk about, like, those little moments to feel better. I mean, you know, you sort of feel lifted by those goals. Is that sort of what you kind of see at the end of the game, where you're killing off that penalty by Dilly, you have that 6-on-5, like, just those goals help those moments?
Yeah, for sure. It breeds all of that. You know, it gives the guys an opportunity to, you know, to meet the challenge and overcome the challenge. So, yeah, guys are blocking shots, guys are grinding, guys are playing through fatigue. I mean, that save that Jake Allen made at the end of the game, you know, from the bench view, looks like it's a sure goal, but he stays with it enough to compete hard enough to come out and you know, come over and make that save. Yeah, it's just, it's great. That's hockey.
It's winning hockey.